right.
We're talking with Billy Gibbons of Billy Gibbons and the BFGs. And, of course, you remember the name, of course, as a singer, guitarist, songwriter, actor, if you watch Bones. Also an entrepreneur, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, a frontman with ZZ Top. Billy, welcome, man. Good to talk to you.
Hey, same on this side, man. It's a good day.
Excellent. Debut solo album that came out late last year called Perfecto Mundo. The tour just wrapped up, I guess, about a month ago. How was it being on tour as a solo artist as opposed to with the other two guys?
Oh, it was a powerhouse. We wrapped up recording this kind of Afro-Cuban statement, having been invited to go to Havana and play at the jazz festival.
Wow.
The big deal down there. Of course, it happens every year. I think they're celebrating their 37th year of this great gathering. And as you know, this Perfecto Mundo solo release was a step outside of ZZ Top a little bit. Leaning more toward the Latin side of things.
Yeah, it's still got that that grittiness to it. It's still got the blues connection. But I guess this goes back to your roots in New York. When, if I remember right, you your father worked with Tito Puente, and you actually studied percussion in a Latin kind of vein?
Oh, yes. I found myself tiptoeing through Manhattan down toward Spanish Harlem and landed on the doorstep of Tito Puente, and he thrust a pair of drumsticks my way and said, "Show me what you want to play." So that was a pretty open-ended invitation to cutting some rhythmic chops inside and out.
But after that, what made you pick up a guitar?
Well, I came back turning 13 on December 16th, and of course, 9 days later, Christmas Day rolled around, and there was that a Gibson Melody Maker under the tree, and I plugged that thing in, and that pretty much did it. There was no turning back.
Nice. Now, are you playing any of the percussion, any of the Latin style conga stuff on this album?
Yes, we started with a blues number by Slim Harpo, which was basically a cha-cha.
Yeah.
In fact, that song is what leads off the recordings, "Got Love If You Want It." But we went to the back of the studio and started pulling out all things that make loud banging noises, a set of timbales were there, and I said, "Oh yeah, we can try this." So, we gave it a little Texas twist from the timbale side of things. Conga, bongos are there. We've got a signed set of maracas from Jerome Green, who was, of course, made famous with Bo Diddley back in the 50s. So. That's kind of a special treat there.
There's also, speaking of special treats, there's a video that came with the song "Treat Her Right," and with the way that you guys always did the classic videos for ZZ Top back in the day. This is a big eye catcher as well. It's a great video if you get a chance to pick that up. It's also on your website, billygibbons.com. By the way, I have a question. The car that she gets into at the end of the video, is that one of your cars?
Yeah, chopped and channeled. Well, it started out as a 1950 Ford, and through the challenges of repowering and repainting, it's one of our favorites now. It was actually built by a friend of ours from Cuba, who now resides in Miami, a young fellow, Yaril Quintana. Mm-hmm. So it's called BFG's Quintana 50, but it's a real powerhouse. It's a runner.
Well, as you know, down in Cuba and Havana area, the classic cars that have been kept in their near mint condition, it's just amazing.
Well, yeah, this recent trip, which allowed us to take the BFGs to perform in Havana, boy, what an eye opener. The entire country, of course, has been locked in time, and yet everybody that we met, everybody that we encountered, well educated, very much with it. Everybody carries a cell phone now. This iPhone craze has not been left behind in Havana.
Yep.
Or the entirety of Cuba. But I think they're looking forward. I believe there's some genuine relief knowing that things are opening back up.
Absolutely.
Really, really a good thing.
Excellent. Now, we're talking with Billy Gibbons of the Billy Gibbons and the BFGs, of course, solo away from ZZ Top. Now, how are Frank and Dusty doing with the whole solo thing?
Oh, they're enjoying it. They, knowing that I had my work cut out for me, they were taking no chances at passing up a holiday. So they smiled and sent me on my merry way.
But now you're coming back with them, too. We're so glad, because when the initial tour dates for ZZ Top were released, we didn't see Atlanta on the list. But now you're going to team up with Greg Allman for the Laidback Fest coming here to Lakewood on May 7th. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys in the full splendor and glory at that concert with ZZ Top. Now, tell me a little bit about the album collaboration. I understand that you guys are doing something in the studio with Greg Allman. Is that true?
Yes. We're just now kind of wrapping up. I guess you'd call it initial arrangements or whatnot. We've been a fan of Greg's for seemingly ever. And man, what a performer.
Oh yeah.
He's right at the top of our favorite list. So this ought to be really interesting.
He always brings some great friends with him, too. He does a show here on New Year's Eve in Atlanta every year, and he always has so many different people come and join him. It's always a surprise. This is going to be a lot of fun. Also, will we see BFG number 44, Hot Sauce at the merch tent?
I would say so. Hot Sauce is never too far away from us. As you know, it's part of the tradition. Just recently, we were given word. There was a rather well-known chef down in Austin, Texas, who was a ZZ Top fan, and he decided to open up the Tres Hombres album cover, and he re-put together that famous photograph of that larrikin spread of Mexican food, and he recreated it faithfully down to the last morsel, and then turned the camera on while he ate it.
I saw that posted on social media. We actually posted it on our Facebook page as well. That was a perfect recreation of that, too. And I'm hoping that Tres Hombres, the album sales bumped up for that.
Oh, yeah, man. hats off to the guy. In fact, I may call him up here in a minute, see if he'll do it again.
Nice. Now, I have one last question for you, too. Now, through the course of your career, solo or also with the ZZ Top, is there one thing that you would do differently if you could go back?
Gee whiz. We've been lucky enough to move in a forward direction, and I don't think that there's been too much left behind. I think the encouraging words would be straight ahead, my friend, straight ahead.
And turn it up loud.
Turn it up loud. You got that right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because I think ZZ Top, I think, is one of only two that I can really think of, two legendary rock bands that still have the original members. Granted, there was only three of you. The other one is Aerosmith. I mean, you guys have stayed together as this amazing threesome and, of course, branched off into different things, too. So congratulations and thank you for just the decades worth of amazing rock done Texas style, blues style. Now, of course, we got some Afro-Cuban style on the solo album, Perfecto Mundo. Thanks so much for talking with us, too. And don't forget, BillyGibbons.com is where you can find some more information on the album. And we'll see you here on May 7th with ZZ Top.
You got it, brother. Have mercy.
Now, the song I want to play for you is the new song from Perfecto Mundo called Baby, Please Don't Go. It's an old blues standard, but you put a nice little twist to that. Now, which version of that do you originally remember hearing when you were younger? I think Muddy Waters did a popular version, and I remember Van Morrison with the band Them doing this version. Which one do you remember best?
Yeah, it's been covered so many different times, so many different ways. One of our favorites, of course, was the Houston blues man, Lightnin' Hopkins.
Yeah, okay.
He remains front and center with us. But giving it that Latin twist, what is not talked about very often is just how much Cuban influence has made their way into so many different styles of music.
Oh, yeah.
Pop music, even rock and blues. But, Baby, Please Don't Go, you got it. that's a favorite.
Cool, man. And we'll play that song throughout. And cool, man. Thanks so much for talking with me. It's an honor and a privilege to talk with you. And, again, you know, I've been a ZZ Top fan since, 73, 74. I still have my original Eliminator keychain, by the way.
Oh, that's cool. Hang on to that, man. That's fine. We're kicking off the ZZ tour resumes in a couple of weeks, and we'll see you around the corner. It won't be too long before we tiptoeing back in your neighborhood.
May 7th. Looking forward to it, man. Billy, thanks so much for talking with us.
Yeah, man.